The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we are taking a slight change of plans, going more into depth because this is Ram Vakius. So we were doing the 10th parak of Matanos Aniyim, and we did the first three halachos. And in the course, that's Meiser. In the course of the first three halachos, it became evident to us that he's talking about the virtues of tzedakah, but he means tzedakah in the broadest sense possible, not the strict sense of giving the money. So based on that, and based on the brief discussion we had on Thursday with Oren, it wasn't from Oren, but we were talking about what that broadened concept of tzedakah was. I thought we should look at that inside, because we did it really quickly in the beginning of Hilchos Tzedakah, but I wanted to go more in depth because I think it's going to be more relevant to doing chapter 10. So the place to go here is the Rambam in the Morning Vukim 353. Okay. The context of the Rambam is he's about to expound on the Psukim of Yirmiyahu, the classics. Ko Amar is in 922. Ko Amar Hashem, Ayitala Chacham Bachachmaso, Ayitala Hagibor Bigbaraso, Ayitala Ashir Basho. Thus says Hashem, the Chacham should not praise himself for his Chachma. The powerful person, strong person should not praise himself for his strength, nor should the wealthy person praise himself for his wealth. Kim Zosti's Hala Mishala, only for this person should praise himself. Haski of Yidoa Osi, comprehending and knowing me. Kenya Hashem, because I'm Hashem, and here's the phrases. Ose Chesed Mishpat Utzdaka Baretz, doing Chesed Mishpat Utzdaka in the land. The acronym I think I've told you before, Chametz, is how you remember the order here. Keep Elech Hafasti Dum Hashem, because in these is my desire, saith the Lord. Okay, so that's what the Rambam is going to define. And so our eye is going to be on tzedakah, but I want to read all of them. And I think what we didn't do last time is we didn't talk about how these apply to God. Okay. And why is it important? Okay. Well, it's important to talk about why it applies to God because of Yedias Hashem, but why is it important for us in learning the halachos of tzedakah to learn about God's tzedakah?
Because the whole thing comes from the halacha b'dracha.
So I think we need to, we only see one side of the coin if we're only looking at the human implementation of tzedakah in action, as opposed to the divine implementation, which we are halachta-ing, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think this will provide a fuller thing. And we're using, I just want to, excuse to bust out my new machpelia, more nevukim here, which on the machpelia?
Yeah.
I think this is the latest thing is on the more nevukim. Yeah.
Is he still alive? Or?
Yeah, he's still alive. Did I tell you what I discovered about what he looks like? So maybe I said this last year. So I picture him like some old rabbi with like beard and stuff. So he's a tech guy. He did a TED talk in Haifa about like technology and stuff. And he's pretty young. I mean,
yeah.
You know, so he's, wow. So Yochai Makbili, he's the one who's been doing all the Makbili stuff, all the footnotes we have. Okay. Yep. Yeah, so he's really, really good. So what he did was he gave this the normal Makbili treatment, which is the commentary on the side with the Rambams, but he also translated the Mor Nevuchim into modern Hebrew. Okay, just like Kafach did, but he's you know doing it based on his translations, and he also has these like explanatory essays or like not essays like extended footnotes where he like talks out the ideas in much clearer terms. So amazing.
He has these little indentations.
Breaking it up into paragraphs, little subject headings, a little intros to the whole thing. Yeah. Okay. So we're not going to do his intro because I want it to be from the Rambam. So Perek Zeh Kolo Pirush Mashma Uyo Sehem Shoshlosh Che Munachim Shinit Strichu Lefarsham. I actually need the, so it's funny. Kafik will translate into modern Hebrew, but it's much more like defaulting to Rishonic Hebrew and then going into modern Hebrew when need be. Makbili likes using modern Hebrew, so I need this guy much more. The benefit, though, is that with modern Hebrew, you can reliably use Google Translate, mm-hmm. As opposed to, like, you can't use that for Rashi or whatever.
Right.
All right. So this parak encompasses the explanation of the implications of the three concepts or terms that we need to explain. V'hem chesed mishpat utzdaka. Kvar b'yarnu b'pirish la'avos. We already explained in our parish to Avos. Shemashma'us chesed hi haflaga. That the implication of chesed, the meaning of chesed is excess. Okay. B'chol davar shemach ligin bo, in anything that you have access in, ularov mishtamshim bo b'havlaga shel hatava. It usually is used for excess in good. So you can have chesed as bad. Okay. Anyone know an example of that? Chesed for bad?
Are you supporting a bad cause?
No, we're like the word chesed, like we wouldn't even translate it as kindness. We would translate it as like excessively bad something. I can only think of one example. So in one of the Arayos, I always forget which one it is.
You use the term chesed?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember which one. So let's see, chesed. Oh, that is, sorry, I'm too far. We want to go 18 or we want to go 20 or 21. Yeah. No. Yeah. Wait. Ish asher yikach es achuso. So marrying your sister. Bas avivo bas imo, whether your paternal or maternal sister, ra'ah es arvasa, and you see her nakedness, v'hi sira es arvaso, and she sees es arvaso, his nakedness. Chesed hu. Okay. So it is a chesed. So I hope Rashi explains what chesed means. Chesedu lashon arami cherpa means disgrace. Yeah, it's a disgrace. Yeah. What was it? Yeah. That's funny. In Aramaic, yeah, I don't think chesed means rabbi disgrace, but it must be chesed. Yeah, unklos does. I think unklos just translates as
disgrace in Aramaic.
No, no, I'm saying that the way that unklos translates.
Oh, no, no, no. I think. Hold on a second. Klona, right? So it's disgrace. Yeah. But yeah, what was Rashi saying? Yeah, strange, right? Lashon Arami, unklos bracious. Yeah, so Rashi unklos does use it. Ari chistahi. I think cherpahi limits rhyme. I think that's what it uses there. 30:14. Yeah. So it's describing the circumcision, marrying, this is when Levi and Shimon.
Meaning it would be a cherpa to them if Dina would be with an
uncircumcised man. Yeah, right. So it translates as chista. Yeah. Huh, that's strange. It does make me wonder about Rav Chista's name. wonder how he got the name. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so I Rashi's not taking it the way the Rambam is, but I think you could. I don't know if I read this or I'm just assuming it. You could describe that as like it's an excess, like proximity, like it's too close of a relationship or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know,
I was reading the drash. Also.
Oh, the drash is interesting. Yeah, im tomar kain nasa achoso, chesed asa hamakom livnos olamo himenu. We're going to encounter that puzzle later. The drasha is that Cain married his sister, and that world was built up through chesed, and meaning through the brother sister relationship.
Wouldn't that just be pshat?
Wouldn't that be pshat? Well, it's pshat that happened, but it's not pshat that in Tehillim that the world was built up through chesed.
Oh,
referring to
Cain.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was drasha.
Oh, and also, I don't think that's also pshat. I don't think that's pshat of the Vayikra either.
I was thinking about
Bereshit. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a shot of how it happened, yeah.
Who else?
Okay. So it's known that beneficence, right, doing good to someone, has two meanings. Ha'achas hi asiyas tov l'mish ein l'cha kol mechuyavus klapav. One is the doing of good to somebody who has no obligation, who you have no obligation towards. Okay. Vashnia he asiyas tov l'misha roi l'kabel yosir mimashu roi l'kabel. So the second one, so either you do good to someone who you are not obligated to do good to at all, or you do good to someone who you are obligated to do good to, but you do it in a greater measure. Okay. Hashimush hanafutz shel sifre hanavua, the most common, the most widespread usage in the books of Nevuah in Tanakh, would be doing chesed, hu asiyas tov l'misha ein l'cha kol mechu yavus Klapav is the first implication. Okay, l'chein kol tova hamagia mimeno yisale nikris chesed. Therefore, all good that comes to us from God is called chesed. Kamosha enemar, as it says, chaste Hashem askir. I will mention the praises, the chesed of Hashem. So, right, why is that? Why are all goodnesses that come from Hashem to us considered chesed? Because he doesn't need to give those. He's an obligation. L'chein, ha-metzius ha-zos kula, therefore the entirety of this existence, klomar ha-uvta, shehuyis ale hebi osa l'metzius, meaning the fact that God brought this into existence, ki chesed, it itself is a chesed, nemar olam chesed ibane, that's the plain shot, klomar binyan ha-olam chesed hu, meaning God did not, nothing forced God to bring the universe into existence. So the entirety of existence is called chesed. And by the way, this is the pattern the Rambam does. He first defines the dictionary definition of the term, then he defines how it's used in Tanakh, and then he applies it to Hashem. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we get to tzedakah. Okay, and one more. V'amar Yisala, and then he says God's midos, which is related to the God thing. V'amar Yisala b'tiur midosav Hashem kel rachum v'chanan erach payim v'rav chesed emes. Okay, so it says in Shmos. Okay, all right, so now we get to tzedakah. So this is one we wanted to get to. And I think I want to read the facts today and then tomorrow go into the Machbili analysis because we get the broad picture. Asher lebitui tzedakah hu nigzar min tzedek shehu hatzedek al adol. Okay, so that's the Arabic word. So tzedek means righteousness. Okay, so this, he's saying that this is what the Arabic term means. He's saying this to get us out of the way of thinking that it means charity. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it means righteousness or uprightness. Yashrus, I think is how Kafa translates it. Okay. Mat, so he says a hatzedek hu. There are two definitions of tzedek. Matan ma shemagia l'chomi shemagia lo, the bestowing of that which is due to that to the being to whom it's due. Okay,
that sounds like the
deraisa. But then this also sounds like the deraisa. This next one, v'laseis l'chol matzui min hametzuyim kfi haroy lo, to give to any existing thing that which is befitting for it. Okay. So my understanding for the first one is he means in a legal sense. Let's just see. Let's look at Milchbili now. Lo rak tzedak al adam acher elagam la adam atma. Oh, wait, that's a dugma. We want to go. Oh, he didn't have comments on this. Asher lebitu tzedak hu nigzar min tzedak lemunach tzedak yesh mashmas rachava shel zchus mishpatis. So it's a legal right. So there's an expanded implication of a legal right. Umitzumtzemes yoser shal matan kelim lemimush potential mahusi. Okay, so this is why I like Machbili here. So he says, and there's a more narrow concept, which is the endowment of faculties to realize potential of one's essential potential. Okay, and this is what I was trying to say to Oren's question last time with Rechem of the womb, is that it is, I know that's by Rachamim, not Tzedakah, but Tzedek is the actualization of one's essential nature. Okay, and that's how he says it as well, as giving kelim to actualize the one's essential potential. Mm-hmm. Okay, Shlushas Hadugmaos Mahavus Mahalach Shal Benias Mashmaus Minaprat Elakla. So these three examples are going to build up from the particular to the general. Okay, so let's actually read the Rambam because he's going to walk us through the Rambam. We're not going to get to that today. Let's read the Rambam first today. So okay, al pi mashmas rishona, according to the first implication, the first meaning, in ze nikra tzedaka b'sifer ha-nevim im shilamta es hachobos hamutalos alecha lezulasecha. So this is very confusing. He first says how it is not used in the Sifrei Nevi'im. So according to the first meaning of giving someone what they are owed, okay, tzedakah is not used in the Sifrei Nevi'im for when you pay the debts to another person that you owe them. Okay, so strictly speaking, it is tzedakah, but the Sifrei Nevi'im don't use it that way. All right. Ki'im ata mishalim l'sachir ascharo. For example, if you pay someone, a hired worker, what you owe him in his wages, or if you pay off your debt, in ze nikra tzedakah. That's not called tzedakah in the Sifrei Nevi'im. Ach hachovos hamutalos alecha klape zulasecha mitoch mida tova kamo rifui shivro shel kol bal shever hein nikraos tzedakah. But in the Nevi'im, the paying off of the debts of the obligations towards someone else out of good midos, like giving needs the shevers, like provisions to someone who needs provisions, that is called tzedakah. Okay, so that is more like the second one. It sounds like okay. Lachain, therefore, netmar lagabi hashavas hamashkon. Therefore, it says by giving back the mashkon. So the again, facts here are: let's say you're poor and you borrow money from me, and I take your what? I take your garment, right? I think it's the example of the pasuk as a security. Right. I have to give it back to you at night because otherwise you're not going to have anything to sleep on,
right?
Right? Even though I can take it back until you pay off the debt. So giving back. Or for you, for me, it's a tzedakah to give you your mashkon back. Okay, so this is the thing. Based on, I know I've asked this before, but I'm asking it again just as a setup because it makes for a better punch here. So based on the Rambam's definition of giving someone what you owe them or giving a creature what is befitting for its existence, if I were to give you your mashkon so you could have what you need to sleep, in what sense would that be called tzedakah? Like what makes that tzedakah?
Like relationships and mitos, I guess, to other people.
Okay, right. So whose existence am I providing for?
Yourself.
Oh, okay. So that's the wrong answer. That was the trick. So the answer I was gonna say is you would think that if I give food to a hungry person, it's tzedakah because I'm giving him what he needs, right? But the Rambam says what Akiva says, which is Im ata holech bedarche hamidos hatovos, if you follow the paths of good mitos, ata oset tzedek in nafshcha ha-hoge, then you are doing tzedek to your rational soul. Ki ata mishalem la es hamagia la. You're giving your soul what it needs. So that's the radical idea of the Rambam here, which is when you act in line with your rationality through good mitos, you're doing tzedakah not because of the results to other people, but because you're giving your soul what it craves, so to speak, what it needs, not craves, which is good mitos. So very non-intuitive definition of tzedakah. Okay, and that's what I want to explore with the Makbili notes. Let's go through his other two examples for today, and then we'll stop for today. Mikimen shekol mita tova nikras tzedakah, since every good mita is called tzedakah, ne'mar v'hemin barashem v'yachshav v'halot tzedakah. That's what we read last week, that Avram had emuna in Hashem, trust in Hashem in this case, and Hashem considered it for him as a chesed. Kolomar midas ha'emuna habitachon, meaning Avram having security in Hashem is tzedakah because Avram is giving his rational soul what it needs, which is trust in God. Okay, and then the third example, v'chein devarav yisale, so to God's words, tzedakah tihye lanu ki nishmor la'asos es kol ha'mitzvah hazos lifnei Hashem elokeinu kasher zivanu, when we keep and to do all of the entire mitzvah that Hashem, our God, commanded us. Yeah. So Makbili tomorrow is going to go through explaining how these three examples develop the Rambam's idea of tzedakah from prat to klal. And then that will set up, that's why I wanted to go into this pair, because that'll set up our understanding of a broader concept of tzedakah for us.
Does the Rambam say that giving the garment back is not tzedakah?
So here's how I think of it. I'm going to tell you how I think of it, and we'll have to see what the Rambam says this. So if I give the thing back to you, or if I feed a poor person, or if I care for a sick person, the result is tzedakah vis-a-vis that person because they had a need and they got the what is befitting for them, right? But for me as a human act, what really makes it tzedakah is I am doing tzedakah to myself by acting in line with justice or with righteousness. But that's what we have to try like dissect tomorrow and see, like, because in other words, it turns out funny that like at this point, it almost sounds like the Rambam is defining tzedakah exclusively in terms of how we relate to our own behaviors, not in terms of like how we treat other people. And the only way treating other people is tzedakah is because it reflects how we treat ourselves. That's what I want to like explore. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, putting ourselves into the proper order of the world.
That is another possibility of to unify the two, right? Is that you're saying into the world because it involves interactions with other people and ourselves, right?
Yeah. You're saying it's almost a purpose and order within the greater system of the
right. And then that also is going to segue into how we understand Mishpat, because Mishpat of all three of them seems to has to do the most with the system. So yeah. Okay, good. All right, good. I'm glad we're doing this. Okay. Have a good day.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.